Welcome to the latest edition of K-Rock Football's Season Countdown, an in-depth look at all 34 of the region's local football clubs. Here's your host, Tom King.
Well, I'll tell you what, there aren't too many with better resumes when it comes to coaching in local football. Of course, 274-game league career, four-time club best and fairest, team of the century, and of course a member of the Australian Football Hall of Fame. But his coaching resume is pretty impressive as well. It started, of course, with a stint in the Geelong Falcons with the TAC Cup, Peel Thunder in the Waffle, of course, AFL coaching roles, Port Adelaide and Collingwood, and of course, coaching in his own right in the Sandville with the Port Adelaide Magpies and South Adelaide. Most recently, he's been back in Geelong, assistant coach at St. Joseph's, and when the vacant Leopold job was there, the Lions moved very swiftly to talk to this man. I do speak of Gary Hocking. Buddha, thank you for joining us on the season countdown for season 2022.
Thanks, Kingy. Thanks for having me.
Local footy, you're back in it. You wouldn't have been involved in local footy, obviously, other than you were at St. Joey's last year, but do we have to go back to your days up on the Murray for real intense local football involvement?
Yeah, no, that's right. 12 months with Joey's last year, which I absolutely loved, you know, getting back to local footy and just spending time with, you know, local players, local people. You know, when I was obviously chasing the AFL dream to try and coach, you know, like an AFL club, but also coming out of, you know, playing, finishing 2001, look, I did sort of get back to local communities. I spent lots of nights at local training sessions, being an ambassador of the Geelong Footy Club, getting to training sessions. I remember Kenny Hinckley coaching Bell Park for a couple of years. I used to get back to there, been down to Mortlake with him, Camperdown. I've tried to sort of get around to local footy clubs, but no doubt the last 12 months at Joey's, it's just good. You know, although we only played 10 games and it was cut short because of the global pandemic, I just really enjoyed just being back at that level and just having a less, you know, stress sort of free environment and just getting to know a few of the locals.
Yep. The Leopold job, did you jump at it when they came at you, or was it something you had to give consideration to?
You always give consideration, I think, taking on any job. You don't just jump into it. You know, like, because, I mean, you want to really just check the people out, check the club out, talk to a few people around the place that might know what's going on. What have they seen? Why did they finish ninth? Can they improve? All those sort of things. You sort of have those conversations. And they were very quickly, you know, sort of brushed aside. And I realised that it was going to be a good fit for me. And, you know, there's some improvement there, some really good players. You need to bring people in, of course. But just felt just right for me, like, just felt that the boys were strong in their leadership, strong culture. Richard doing a really good job off the field and from a president's point of view and the board all seemed to be all aligned, unified. So that was then an opportunity for me to go, tick, I'm in.
Yep. So what about the Leopold list do you like? What do you see in the Leopold list that can be a team that goes from being 3-9 or 3-8 of what it was last year to being one that can improve to better than 50% and challenge for a top five berth?
I think last year there was just a few injuries that might have just cost Jace and his coaches and the footy club, you know, some opportunities in games to put their best team out on the field. So for me, realising that there was some sort of talent missing. Jai Thompson coming off an ACL. Some other boys, Jai Cross, missed you know, some footy. So they've had, you know, some class out of the team. But in saying that, they were able to play in Bludson Kids, Michael Case, Young Ashy, Harry Waters, boys like that. So I like that, you know, Marcus Thompson, Trent Thompson, you know, Brock Williamson, Tom Gordon. Yeah, so there's experience from that point of view, but also like that they've blooded some kids. Injuries are good in a way that you get an opportunity to, you know, fill your cup up a little bit with some young kids coming out of the under-18s. They get an opportunity and hopefully they like that opportunity, They get a taste for it and they want to put their head down and work hard for other opportunities.
Looking at the results from last year, Buddha, there were 5 losses by 20 points or less. 3 of those were by less than 5 points. And I think that one of that 20-point loss was to St Mary's in round one, who were the benchmark of the competition. So it does give you some confidence that you're not too far away despite last year's win-loss record not being ideal.
Yeah, absolutely. On paper, you know, if you look at the results, no doubt that what you just mentioned certainly was disappointing for, you know, everybody involved at Leopold. But I mean, they did give eight goals in the first quarter against St Mary's at the start, and then they sort of, you know, reined them in a fair bit. So there's a lot to like about that. I had a look at that game just to get a feel for that and who stood up, what sort of group are they. It showed to me that they've got some sort of ticker. So I sort of like that. And I've learned over the last probably 3 or 4 months that, you know, there's a fair bit to like about some of the younger kids. Some of the older boys are still got, although a couple of those have played in the premiership in 2016, they don't have full bellies, Kingy. They're still pretty hungry, you know, for more success. So that was a bit of a standout for me, that we just need to tinker with a few things, get some recruits in, get something that get a little bit more contest up forward, that's in the air, that's on the ground. Be a little bit better, stiffer defensively. And I think the midfield can sort of hold its own against a lot of the teams in the competition.
Yep. Your coaching philosophy, Buddha, did you have to wait till you saw what you had in the group to adjust your philosophy, or are you steadfast in what you've believed in the past?
I think I've learned a lot over the journey through myself as a player, but more recently as a coach, and it's evolving quickly, coaching. And I really feel, Kingy, that X's and O's are really overrated. I think it's more building relationships, being able to talk to players, you know, in their personal life, help them through a little bit more about what's going on with work. Be prepared to understand that they're going to, you know, if you have 2 sessions during a week, some will really like that. Some will get to 1 session. Some might get to 1 in 2 weeks. So you really just got to sort of just juggle a lot of balls in regards to the way that you want to address training and getting numbers there. And with your philosophy coming out of senior footy, the thing that I've learned is that everyone's really different and needs to be coached differently. And rather than just having a set thing right across the board that, gee, everyone should be there. I've made a few mistakes along the way in regards to just being too firm on maybe some players missing training, and not so much, you know, I've missed on the trademarks, but just sort of allowing people just to sort of be themselves a little bit more. And I think local footy's educated me a lot more just to sort of just relax a little bit more and understand that not everyone has to go 100 miles an hour. People go at their own pace, but in the end, you're still united. You've still got a, you know, collective group that want to, you know, be successful.
Yep. What brand of footy do you hope Leopold to play this year, Buddha?
I think we just want to be hard to play against, Kingy. I think that's been good in scoring, being stiff in defence, good teams build their games around contest and just the contest balance. So we've spent a fair amount of work in those sort of areas, and that's having balance in offence and balance in defence as well.
Yep. You haven't mucked around in pre-season. You've had a couple of full-blown hit-outs. Avondale Heights, who are a pretty handy Essendon and District League team. Drysdale, who we know are going to be very competitive in the Ballerine. And Baruga, where Jackson Trengove, who you've had a bit to do with in your Port Adelaide time, were down, and you had some time against them and some time against Ocean Grove. You've been happy with how it's evolved over the past month, where you've been able to see the players against opposition?
Yeah, absolutely. We've played about 14 quarters over the last probably 4 weeks, which is quite good. It's you're able to get going with your game plan. You're able to see whether it's working. I haven't just completed in getting back to philosophy. I haven't really just sort of come in and said this is a set way that needs to be played. Myself and the coaches and the playing group have all had a good opportunity to be able to debate, discuss, on how we need to play. And I think that's really good that we've all sort of collectively been involved with it. It's just not me pushing it. I think the players have recognised what their strengths are. The coaches have recognised what their strengths are. And we've also brought people in to complement both the players in regard to coaching as well. So I think that what we've seen recently, we feel like it works. We're not set in that. That won't be set in concrete. There'll be flexibility around that, and it'll depend on the opposition as well, week to week.
Who you put around you, Buddha? What's your coaching staff look like?
So brought in Chris Brown, who was the under-19s. It's all changed now, but he was the under-19s coach and fairly successful at Joey. So he'll come in and run our defence. Tim Connolly is the next player, classy left-footer, so he'll hold our forward line down and look at our sort of ball movement offence. And Sam Hughes, who's still, you know, feels like he can run around and also help out in the midfield from a coaching point of view.
You've made some list changes and things are looking a lot different to what they did. A lot of the premiership talent from 2016 has been farewelled, whether that's through retirement or otherwise. So just very quickly, a potted history of the names that are out. Lucas Boyd, Jai Cross, Jaden Exel, Darcy Keast is going to link up with Jace Tom at North Cairns. Jaden McHenry was a premiership player along with Keast. So was Andrew Pepper. Tommy Ruggles has gone home to Drysdale, and we knew that was always going to happen. And Sammy Scott has headed north for work and will play at Surfers Paradise. You're in the two Clark boys from Queenscliff, but you know the NAB League system better than anybody. I don't think you'll have Jai Clark playing too much senior footy for Leopold this year. I suspect with his Falcons commitments, Vic Country, etc., that he'll be Vic Country, Falcons, and probably on an AFL list this time in 12 months.
Yeah, absolutely. There's just getting back to the outs. We wish them well, and we understand that you can't keep them, you know, at Leopold. Although we would love to have them all back and playing with us. It's a lot of experience, you know. I mean, there's a lot of games if you total up all their games and their experience through a premiership, and also being able to, you know, aspire to win a premiership and what it takes. So there is a fair amount of loss in that, but you know, even last year we had some kids play some footy, other opportunity for others to be able to, you know, come in and say, you know, I'm ready to play. We've brought in, you know, some really good players from other leagues that have moved down here. So Jake Pitts, just one up forward that just gives us a little bit of a different look in the air and on the ground. And he should work really well with Giddings, you know, Patton. Hopefully Billy Clark gets an opportunity to play up in the forward line. Jimmy Edmonds, the next VFL player as well, will complement them with a little bit of speed around the base of that contest forward. So it's one thing that we went and looked after, went chased Kingy, was that presence in the forward line, either in the air or on the ground. We felt our mids can hold and be fairly competitive against most teams. And, you know, we've obviously lost a couple of key backs, which we feel that we can fill.
Yep. Michael Barlow, no doubt you've crossed paths with. Have you had many conversations with him about Logan Wagner and how often he'll be a Leopold player as opposed to a Werribee player?
Oh, look, Kingy, all the AFL players, we just, we'd love to have them back week to week. We know that they would complement us, you know, and really support and help us. But their main priority is to play AFL, and we will do everything we can as a footy club, and myself as a coach and us as coaches, to try and make sure that they stay at the next level.
Yep. You've also got the two Herbert boys, Ollie Tate, who I believe has got a leadership role with Geelong VFL. So you'll have probably half a dozen on VFL list all told, Buddha?
Yeah, we will. And, you know, like I said, we'd love to have them all, but that's not the case. You know, we might have a couple trickle back, and we want to make sure we open arms to them, play them in positions that the VFL clubs, both Geelong and Werribee, want them to play, to make sure that they become the best players that they can, and initially for us, but we want to make sure they play well for us in the right spot, so they're getting back and getting VFL opportunity.
Yep. Ben Miller from St Joseph's is another addition. Did his knee pre-season going into 2021. Can you give us an update on how he's tracking and at what stage we might see him during the year, Buddha?
I think we'll see him early, Kingy. All reports, I think it's within this next probably 7 days that he'll hopefully get ticked off by the doctor to start joining in full training. So that's he's been in and out. He's been doing the recovery with Jai Thompson, which has been good. Those guys have been able to pair up and share information. Jai will be a little bit longer. I think he's probably early May at this stage would be his assessment. But, you know, those two guys are just great people, first and foremost. I spent a lot of time around our group, educating our group. Ben Miller is one that we went chased after, you know, particularly because of, you know, he's been in good programs. He's been in West Adelaide. Obviously, in Joey's for 12 months, didn't play too much, but spent a fair amount of time around the boys. He's a big, strong midfielder that I think, you know, you really need in this competition. Looking at it last year, just need those big mids around the footy. And, you know, Ben's just been a classy person. He comes every night with a purpose. He wants to achieve, you know, a lot. When he gets up, he wants to, you know, achieve stuff. And when he puts his head on the pillow, I think he sits down and writes down what he's achieved for the day. But first and foremost, he comes around and says g'day to almost everybody at the footy club. You know, he's just fitted in so well.
Yep. So you said you'll hopefully get ticked off by the doc. So when does that hopefully then translate into action playing?
He'll have like a bit of a soft entry. He'll have 2, 3, 4 games, just depending on how he goes. He understands that. We've had good dialogue conversations around that, and he just wants to take it, you know, week by week in a way. That's the old cliche, but he probably just needs that to just assess how he's going. And, you know, it might be 3 quarters into 4 quarters into, you know, see how you're going, mate. How's it feeling? What do you need? You know, all that sort of stuff. So, yeah, he's jumping out of his skin, but I think he's patient enough to just sort of let it roll through. And, you know, he knows to be ready when we need him.
I know I've annoyed you with this question over pre-season, but I'm going to ask you again a week out. Trent West, where's he at? Is he going to play, or are you not going to see him early in the year?
Where he's at, I think he's on a farm out at Curlewis there. I think he's got about 10 acres, I think. So I think that's where he's at. From a football point of view, he hasn't said yes and he hasn't said no. We've had a couple of conversations. So I'm quite confident that I think just once he gets this building and a little bit of family stuff out of the road, that you might see him perhaps just, you know, a little bit later in the year, King.
Okay. So then what does your ruck setup look like? Where do you turn to with obviously the club for the last 5 years having the luxury of somebody of Trent West's presence?
I acknowledge Trent's a great player, you know, and been a great player for the footy club. Sometimes when you get a dominant ruckman, your mids can maybe just get a bit of an armchair ride. And I think talking to the boys beforehand, that we would all love Westie to walk back in tomorrow. There's no doubt. I'm not being disrespectful, but sometimes you can sort of coast a little bit. And our boys now understand that without Westie there for a certain amount of time, or look, it may not be ever again, but we've been able to just trial a couple of things in the pre-season games. And I guess with our game style, I've said to the boys, let's make mistakes. This is a great time to be able to make mistakes, talk about it. You know, you guys throw some stuff up. What do you think? Do we need a player here, a player there? Do we need more numbers there? Is it too fast? Is it too slow? Is it all these type of things? But just on the weekend, Rob Mayborn, we trialled him in the ruck. We've done young Xavier Hayter, who's a young 19-year-old who's got a big body. He's done some stuff previously. Kyle Bumstead, he's still in the mix for us. So we feel also, with, depending on the matchups for us down back, Trent Thompson has done a little bit of ruck time previously as well, so don't discount the fact that he might be able to run around for us as well. Plus those two big forwards, Jake Pitt, Connor Giddings as well. So we feel like we'd love Westie, yes, but we feel like we're well covered as well.
The start to the season, you get a couple of standalone Sunday games and you're in the spotlight. Are you embracing that opportunity to have the eyes of the GFL world focused on you on those two Sundays?
Yeah, yep. I think we'll be ready. I think that we'll be prepared, and it'll be just handing it over to the players. I think they're jumping out of their skins to get to it, just to hopefully get a full season. But not, you know, if you want to sort of just narrow it, Geelong West, a really good team. They've got some young kids. They're well coached. So we understand it's not going to be, you know, just a, you know, they're not going to just, you know, come in with a platter and give it to us. So we'll have to work extremely hard. We understand that everybody will be looking. That'll be a good thing. I like the fact that there will be some pressure on us, pressure on me, pressure on the footy club. So we'll see what happens, Kingy, in a week or two when the temperature's turned up, and hopefully we've prepared the players well enough to be able to deal with that pressure and hopefully be better, a little bit better than Geelong West on the day.
Yep. Newtown in round two, as I touched on in the Pride game, yep, up at Elderslie Reserve. Then you get a break for Christmas. St Albans, where you've got a little bit of a family link.
Christmas. What about Easter?
Oh, sorry, did I say Christmas? Did I Easter? Thank you. You're all over me. St Albans, where you've got a bit of a family link.
Melina's cousin, yeah. Linton Zavala.
Yes.
Yeah, no, quality player, quality person. We're worried about that first game, Kingy. We know it's going to be a ripper. Yeah. If you look at the AFL, that the first round, how exciting that was. You know, the Wednesday night, the Thursday night, the Friday night. It was a good game on every night. Mm. So we know that, on the Saturday when the GFL starts, it's going to be great games. And on the Sunday, and continue, I reckon, the first three, four rounds, everybody would just jostling and putting their best foot forward to try and, get the early wins on the board and get some momentum and some confidence into their teams.
Absolutely. And Colac rounds out your month of April, but you will worry about that when you face them. A couple of games for Leopold on K-Rock, bang straight up. It's worked out very well that one of the highest profile coaches to come into the competition, and we're lucky enough to be calling you on consecutive Sundays and looking forward to having you part of the broadcast.
I'll be as honest as I can. I'll be insightful as I can. And I just really just want to acknowledge K-Rock's role in the local footy. I think that just last year, just experiencing K-Rock around the ground and being able to see you guys at the game, it's fantastic that K-Rock's got behind the local competition. And I think that we certainly owe you guys for getting behind us, and we just hope that it's going to be a great year. And you've got good callers in that little van, and you've got passionate people who love local footy, so hopefully we can play our part and, uphold the end of the bargain and put some really good footy out there for you guys to be able to call.
Oh, we really appreciate that, Porter. Hey, great to have you in the competition as a senior coach. I know we had you as an assistant last year with St Joseph's, but to have somebody of your footballing reputation involved in local football in the GFL is something that shouldn't be underestimated, and we really can't wait to see what Leopold produces under you, and we really, really appreciate you giving some of your time as part of our season countdown series.
Thanks, Kingy. All the best.
You've been listening to K-Rock Football's Season Countdown. Keep an eye on krockfootball.com.au for new episodes in the lead up to the 2022 local football season.